Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada, and we've got Jack Mullen back, and hopefully he didn't have to climb up on the TV tower on the roof and make a bizarre position like a bird or something like that to get better reception, but that's the joys of live radio, and I've had a few funny ones like that. I know when I was talking to Robert Stennett on the Power Hour ages and ages ago, I couldn't get any kind of phone reception, so I had to run to a bar and use the payphone that I was able to get through to ask him some interesting questions and hear a beautiful reply from him back in the day. That's just the joy of it. We love it, and it's real. It's not made up. You know, this isn't something coming out of some emperor's cage in the background where it's all choreographed and redone 20 times to give you the best of the best fake news that money can buy. This is the real deal, as Catherine used to say, even with some of the glitches that come along, and that's why we love it. Okay, so we were back in the Iron Curtain of free speech in the United States, and I think when I lost you, I was just saying how, basically the Second Amendment was attacked piecemeal to say, okay, you have the right to bear arms, except for this, except for that, because there's some new changes coming along, and they're doing that with the First Amendment to say we have these new words that have come along, these new buzzwords, these new hate words that they've created to take that right away with exceptional circumstances, just like terrorism was supposed to take away all our rights in total. And this is just absolutely unacceptable, and free speech means free speech, and if you don't like it, you don't listen. You're the ultimate arbitrator, the ultimate censor, is you vote with your feet, whether you walk to it or away from it, support it or not, and then it all works itself out in the wash. So if we can continue a bit with where you were going before, we appreciate it.
Thank you. I hope you can now hear me fine.
Yes, indeed.
And so... Excellent. It's interesting how they've convinced a certain segment of the population, mostly the younger people, but, you know, it's going to get older that you have some sort of right not to be insulted or some right not to be offended. I mean, there's all kinds of words to it. Now people, they become triggered if you offend them, et cetera. But, of course, when I was growing up, and you too, in a more reality-based world, you know, sticks and stones would break your bones. And the thing is that you can walk away from any situation where you don't like what you're hearing. You can turn off a radio, et cetera. And that's the obvious answer. This is the emperor's new clothes in this deal. I mean, it is incredible that they've managed to saddle these ideas. And they do it with everything. You know, they do it with race. They're doing it with religion. They're doing it with any form of observation of reality, whether somebody's handicapped or not, et cetera. Anyway, back to this article, one of the things that worries me a lot is that there's a great deal of energy being used right now around the world, and especially in the United States, to create new law that is designed to protect people from anti-Semitism, of course, to protect the Jewish component of our society from any form of a myriad of things that are defined as anti-Semitism, but when you actually investigate the situation, you note that it's basically designed to prevent any form of criticism of Israel. And Israel's taken the forefront in the last few years as having been outed as a component in the insanity that we're now experiencing in the United States and the rest of the world, having to do with things like the rise in terrorism and the frequent number of false flag events that are designed to take away your rights to own guns and false flag events that are designed to give you the idea that terrorists are everywhere and that terrorism is a something that, you know, is rising around the world, when in fact none of that's true. And so every day now you'll hear about new laws being created in the individual states. And this article that I just wrote is about the piecemeal effect of having the states write these laws and get them passed, banning anti-Semitism, Florida being an example just a few weeks ago. And it's an interesting trend we see is that most of those, if not all of them, are sponsored by Jewish individuals to begin with. But they're also seconded and supported by a second group of people that are a large number in the United States, as many as 40,000, who are unwittingly supporting the end of Christianity. And that would be people that are known as Christian Zionists. And those are people that have come under the influence of a certain Bible written by Cyrus Schofield back in the 1800s. And that particular Bible is something that is used in churches like the Southern Baptist Church and all the evangelical denominations of Christianity. And so it is a very dangerous situation, because as these people support the rising number of laws that have to deal with anti-Semitism, what they're in fact doing is making it impossible to have any criticism about Israel and the crimes of Israel, about anything to do with the Jewish religion or the nature of Jewish people in this country that have dual citizenships. You can't question Israeli loyalties, even though being a Jewish person, your highest priority and your foremost loyalty is to Israel. And that was one of the topics of the first World Zion Organization meeting back in the 1800s with Theodore Herzl. They described the idea that Israelis, people of Jewish either descendancy, or they were self-created by adopting religion, their primary concern has to be Israel. And so in the United States, we see that we have a large number of, according to their population and to the regular American population, a dominant number of Israelis in political positions of power in the federal government and in the military and state governments and banking and finance and all the key positions of media. And so it becomes somewhat, important that people be able to criticize this. And now, as we see these Christian Zionists, which are some 40 million Americans, supporting Jewry in their attempt to muzzle completely any attempt to discuss any of these things that I just mentioned and many others, this is something that's the only precedent the thing you can point to in history is the Soviet Union, when in fact anti-Semitism about 1922 became crime, and the punishment was death. And so in this particular article, I mentioned that anti-Semitism has no formal meaning. It's a weaponized label with a fluid definition. It's always changing. For example, it recently now includes anti-Zionism, so that if you are not pro-Zionist, or you think that the Zionist political agenda is harmful to the United States and any other sovereign nation, then you become an anti-Semitic. And, so for example, if you want to comment on Israeli crime, like the USS Liberty, or the now conclusive evidence that Israel was highly involved with 9/11, these things are going to become criminalized. And if it becomes as bad as it did in the Soviet Union, you're going to actually lose your life for pointing out these things. And so I'm right here right now being as close to someone screaming red alert as I can be. And so, the point of this article is to understand what Christian Zionism is, to understand how Christian Zionism was a creation of Jewry. It was done in the late 1800s and then continued throughout the early 1900s with the introduction of this Schofield Reference Bible, which is based on the King James Version, but it was modified. And I have a quote here from Ted Pike, Pastor Ted Pike, who's been courageously fighting this situation for years in the United States. He says, could America become an environment as hostile as ancient Israel, imprisoning or even killing those who criticize the Jews? We are moving rapidly in that direction. ADL's federal hate crimes bills, recently passed in the U.S. House and Senate, is designed to transform America into a speech crime tyranny, just like ancient Israel in its most oppressive leadership. And I think that I'll shut up here in a second, let you ask a question, or we'll continue. But I think it's important for people to understand that if you get a good foundation in the Old Testament, the Torah, the Bible is not of Christianity, and somehow it was attached to Christianity in two ways, which I can speak about. But the if you get a good grounding in the Torah, you can see that the Judaism, which is based on the Judaism of the tribe of Judah, does not permit other religions to exist. It simply cannot. It must eliminate them. And, of course, it does so just like the wolf wearing sheep's clothing, smiling and happily moving in and becoming friendly. But in the long run, Christianity is in grave danger, and that's been known for years. But Christians, anyone who believes in Christ, for example, are called idolaters. And the Torah and the Talmud after it have no no place for those who want to worship Jesus or any of the ideas of Christianity. And and this is so dangerous. I mean, if you read some of Deuteronomy, for example, you can see the quotes that I put in this article, but they basically plan to utterly destroy all places wherein the nations shall possess, serve their gods, upon the high mountains, upon the hills, upon every green tree. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. And this, of course, goes on. And if you listen to some of their rabbis talk about this, for example, Rabbi Shlomo Avin, he says, indeed, Christianity is a goddess disguised in the belief of unity, but working the Father and his Son together is idolatry. But does Christianity deserve punishment for everything they did to us? It's another part of the same quote. They must be punished. They are our number one enemy throughout history. And so we are being manipulated into a situation where we're giving the children of Judah, basically, unlimited control of our rights to free speech. They have now infiltrated our governments. They have taken charge of our military, and the military is out doing services for Israel and for Israel's benefit, but no benefit to the United States, using the United States as wealth and their children and their legacy. And these are all things that I won't be allowed to say soon. And I have produced a short list of the expanding definitions of anti-Semitism, but most people may or may not know the United States has numerous laws on the books at the federal level that define what anti-Semitism is, for example, and also introduce the idea of the Noahide laws as being part of American culture, Noahide laws being the laws that you'll be allowed to live under after you've disavowed Christianity, and if you don't do so, you will be killed. And these things are all have wormed and weaved their way into the American fabric of law, and it's being done so surreptitiously until recently. And now it's coming out, and it's blooming like a very dangerous black rose. And so anyway, that's one of the things that I've been writing about lately, and I appreciate you letting me talk about it.
Well, by and large, Jack, I just look at this as coming on from many, many fronts where freedom of speech is attacked on various inroads. And, another big one is the transgender movement criminalizing, gender pronouns. And, pretty soon, I guess, that'll be the sign of a terror attack is, gender pronoun, everybody down, and everybody will fall to the ground and try to protect themselves from he or she. And, a guy I know is a little older than me in his 70s was going to the hospital, he picked the right words, I guess, for a half comedian like myself, but he goes, I go to the hospital for this checkup, and they hand me this form to sign in, and there's six choices for sex. And I said, well, did you get confused and go to the cat house? Well, you should have said gender. But, yeah. And then he said there was seven selections for indoctrinations. So shouldn't it be like six and six or seven and seven? And I said, well, the seventh one is probably either undecided or all of the above. And this is the absolute insanity of the world as is being manipulated. This hasn't got anything to do with logic or reason. It's raw emotion creating something that doesn't exist. that can't hold water and making it a reality, and that anyone who does hold water and use logic and can come to rational and sane conclusions is vilified. And, you know, through loss of position or status and imprisonment or death. And this is exactly what happened in the Holocaust. If, you know, the Jews were persecuted in the 30s, you lost license, you couldn't teach, you couldn't speak, you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that. Eventually you were imprisoned and people died. So how does you doing it make it better or right? And one of the other big confusions I find people make a mistake was because in the past there was a fusion, the church was Rome and Rome was the church. But usually what was done to you was done by Rome under the guise of saying, well, we made a church to go with us. And, you know, we turned it into our vassal, so, you know, that gave us godly authority because the Pope said so. You know, just, you know, another infallible man pretending he's God or close to God and doing everything completely opposite to what Jesus told us to do. And so, you know, that's one of my big rubs with a lot of things that happened is these evils were done by Rome. And even in the Second World War, you know, Rome made a deal with Germany, the fascist state, Italy, Spain, Argentina, and some of the other South American fascist states. They were called the New Christian Order, which was an order we don't really get to talk about much because nobody ever explains it to us. But I remember reading in one of Churchill's books to say, Germany and Japan were resisting the new order we were building. And I went, well, I thought Germany and Japan were the new order. So I was a little confused about that, and Churchill's dead, so I couldn't ask him. But then when I found this book called Ratline about how all the escaping Jews and Nazis got out together under cover of Vatican passports to go to Argentina, then I realized in the book the guy told us about that. He was the son of an American ambassador in Argentina, spoke fluent Spanish, was educated in Ireland, and it was just, I was going to buy it in Spanish. I was so hungry for the information in there and just suffer through trying to translate it. But I was just so fortunate when I went to the bookstore to get it, they had English versions too. And, you know, I was just in joy heaven with that book. And to see what really happened, the deals that are made behind the scenes, and then we have some type of an illusion we fight for and try to make laws against and imprison people for and take people's freedoms away for that are entirely fallacious. Entirely. And then we put the power of force behind it. So that's something I'm very big on, is not putting the power of force, especially the state force, on ideas and concepts, because by and large, there's error factors in there, regardless of what anybody says. And after the echo disappears, the words are gone. And the words only have power if you take them in and give them power. So if you're against what somebody's saying, you know how long it's been since I turned on CNN? Like, I don't think cars had crank starts. Maybe it was the Ladas. The Ladas were around back then with a crank start. But it's been a long, long time. You know, maybe my children were in diapers and they're in their 30s now. So that tells you about how long ago it is. Because I'm not taking in their poison. I realized it's poison, and I don't need poison coming into my body to pollute me. And it's so ridiculously comical at this point in time with the level of evolution I've had on what's really going on in the world that I couldn't tolerate it for 10 seconds. That would be torture to me. And I'd rather listen to the rap music. But this is the being here at this poison, accept it as some sort of gospel. And basically it all is just brain mind control propaganda. And you know, the old newspapers from, you know, the time past when they used to call it yellow journalism with the Hearst and families like that, to the modern era now with Bezos controlling the Washington Post and creating popular opinion, you know, your thoughts are not your own. So there's absolutely no reason to fight over it. The biggest right you have, even though it was never written in any constitution, but it should be one of the founding planks of any constitution, is the right not to participate in whatever the will of the majority is. And so that, you know, if you have a freedom of religion, you have to have freedom from religion. If there's, you know, the left-right paradigm, you should have freedom to be escaped from the left-right paradigm or whatever monster is trying to overwhelm us. Another big one might be the carbon crap and monster, to say that, you know, We're all dying from carbon. And you sent me a video on the fact scientists pulled out plugs from Antarctica that showed the carbon levels were significantly higher than they are now back in the days when dinosaurs farted.
Agreed. And so you just mentioned another major fabrication in the fabric of our current culture and civilization is the attempt to move people out of their traditional ways of living into smart cities and areas where you're not allowed to any longer burn wood or have an indoor stove for cooking, etc. As they bring in this fabricated global warming, and yet at the same time we're living in a time when they can control the weather, and to do so we see in the skies every single day endless numbers of airplanes dumping some micro particles into the sky, some of which are aluminum, which is causing an increase in the number of people with Alzheimer's. And I understand Alzheimer's is becoming close to the number one cause of death in the United States. And so, or dementia, I should say. And these are easily understood when you realize that weather is being manipulated, that the skies are filled every day with planes dumping various harmful particles and chemicals, and at the same time blocking the sunlight while dumping rain everywhere that it's not typical. I mean, I'm where I live now, it's been 2 years of just endless rain. And I don't know how long, you know, the ground before all the trees fall down can support that, but I know that it's not real. And I wanted to say, you know, as far as these things that are related to anti-Semitism, is that this stuff is dangerous in the sense that it is supported by the highest echelons of our current political system. And I'm talking about Donald Trump and all of his operatives. And these people will be very serious when they come to your house to enforce these laws. And I hear the music, so I know it's time to get out.
Okay, we'll see you on the flip side. Jack Mullen from that wonderful government rag, which really isn't a rag, it's treasure. I'm George Freund. See you on the other side of the break.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome to Happy Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada. Joining us today, Jack Mullen, and he did open up a very interesting point, which I wanted to mention. I sent him a link to an article by one of the hardcore green activists called Human Flood by Pentti Linkola from Finland, and with an introduction by Michael Moynihan. I wonder if he's any relation to a Senator Moynihan that I heard of in my life, and it doesn't surprise me in the bit, but he's just openly advocating genocide. And man, or homo destructivus, as he's called by Linkola, is something evil that has to be eliminated from the planet Earth as a good thing. So he says, what to do when a ship carrying 100 passengers suddenly capsizes and only one lifeboat with room for only 10 people has been launched. When the lifeboat is full, those who hate life will load it with more people and sink the lot. Those who love and respect life will take the ship's axes and sever the extra hands that cling to the sides of the boat. Well, it kind of reminds me like the Titanic story. They had an overturned boat and they took on as many as they could take on to do their level best to save life. But in their opinion, that's cruel. We still have a chance to be cruel. I'm glad I don't take that chance. But if we are not cruel today, all is lost. The sworn enemy of Christians and humanists both, Linkola knows the fate of the earth will never be rescued by those who exalt tenderness, love, and dandelion garlands. Neither the developed nor underdeveloped populations of the planet deserve to survive at the expense of the biosphere as a whole. Linkola has urged that millions will starve to death or be promptly slaughtered in genocidal wars. Mandatory abortion should be carried out on any female who has more than two offspring. The only countries capable of initiating such draconian measures are those of the West, yet ironically they are the ones most hamstrung by debilitating notions of liberal humanism. As Linkola explains, the United States symbolizes the worst ideologies in the world, growth and freedom. The realistic solution will be to found an implementation of an eco-fascist regime where brutal battalions of green police, having freed their consciences from the syrup ethics, are capable of doing whatever is necessary. And then down the road, I won't read that in detail because it's so large, but he gets into World War II and massive bombing campaigns or genocidal destructions of masses of human beings, which included some of my forebears. Who misses them? No one knows who they are. No one cares who they are. So it's like they never existed in the first place. So it is of no consequence that we eliminate fast tracks of humanity. So when you look at what is in the heart of these people is evil. It's not just the mob, but it's an evil mob. And that they want dominion over what you say, what you think, how you feel, what you can do, down to the smallest detail. They want control of the arms, and they want to usurp all the amendments of the Constitution that have anything to do with you having any semblance of freedom of speech, movement, travel, ideas, or anything. And I also, of course, before Jack came in, talked about the beast system, the implementation of the beast system, that it is well on the way, that they are making basically a giant computer control grid from end to end of everything and everything in the World Wide Web. And what is a web? It's a spider web. It's a trap. And we're walking into the trap to take this poison, basically the tree of knowledge, and have it ultimately put into our bodies, or have our bodies go into it, or our minds go into it. That's the long-term strategy of these people under the guise of saving the so-called planet. But it's like Jack mentioned, and my webmaster, that's his passion, is the geo modification of weather with these planes flying all over, and he's in California. It's pretty much, it's a miracle if you ever have a day where you see the blue sky where he's living. And this is the monster that they've created, that they create earthquakes, they create storms, and they use them as weapons because no one can ever prove they were a weapon, and you can attack your enemy. And it's ironic how sometimes it's like December 26th is a massive day for a tsunami or earthquakes in the Middle East and such like that. You can almost set your sundial to react on that day. Or it just happens to be a certain enemy. Perhaps America's received a lot of storms that are of this nature. This is the way. We are trapped by these people pulling all these stunts on us.
Agreed. And I think it's so large, and it's so encompassing that almost anyone who's not had some time spent alone reading about this stuff is going to say that it's impossible. I mean, I frequently tell people, I'll be at a checkout counter and talking to the girl behind the counter on the way out, and we'll mention weather or something, and I'll tell her that this is weaponized weather. And often they look at me like I must be some sort of crazy person, and they don't understand. I mean, they're prematurely aging. I see young men now, in the 30s, at the beginning of the 30s, starting to get gray hair, women aging terribly fast. We know that the foods have been poisoned. We know that the medicines are about symptom management until you've run out of insurance money. And we know that from the sky they're damaging our air, and with water they're dumping fluoride and other hazardous chemicals and then calling it something good. The primary tool that's used here is projection. The Zionists are the primary arguers behind gun control, or basically gun confiscation. And by the way, that's going to be anti-Semitic to call them the primary emphasis, or the primary impetus behind this movement is Jewish. However, I've done this research, and you can read my article, Why They Must Take Your Weapons, also on thegovernmentrag.com, and I'll show you that they're behind almost all gun control laws since the 1960s. And so pointing this out is going to be something that will be called anti-Semitic. But the point being is that these people project, and so they are basically racist, terribly, the most insidious racist government and ideology, while at the same time they claim that whites are racist and that whites don't deserve to have their own nation and can't even complain when they're being treated by others as racist. And I find that this is the same thing that we see in everything, is it's a form of projection. Let me give you some medicine and it's going to be good for you, but when in fact it's just the opposite. And so I think people have to come to grips with the fact that everything is changing. And for many, they want to reach out and grab some biblical idea that is not true, and it is made up. And the religion that is in the Torah and the Talmud, that was a simple little tribe's religion, a tribe of maybe a few thousand people at most when they were in Babylon. And this just became their myth, their story. And out of that story, they built this monstrous control system that is about to take down the world. And I want to say up front that almost everybody who considers themselves Jewish is not a part of this, and yet they have to participate because it is trauma-based mind control from the inside out. There are legends, there are stories, there are concerns for pogroms, they're always supposedly being persecuted. And, of course, the reasons they're being persecuted are the reasons that we see here today, in that when they collect into a nation, at first they participate and make inroads and appear to assimilate, and then they follow their religion's code and they overtake and overcome and eventually control and then destroy. And destroy is in the Old Testament. I mean, Deuteronomy, the second law, which, by the way, varies considerably from Moses' Ten Commandments, it is about utterly destroying anything that has no connection with Judah. And so these are the things that happen. And then as a result of that, these people have been thrown out of countries, you know, what, 100 times in 7 years. And so I would like to reach out to Jewish people themselves and say that maybe you're the only hope for humanity, that from the inside out, you reject this and research it and figure out what's being done and how it's being done. And, you know, maybe we can advance past the myths and superstitions of 2,500 years ago and really actually commit to being a world of everybody, and where we have real diversity, where races are allowed to exist, and where people can claim to like their own race and to support it and understand its history and keep cultures based on ethnic history and so forth. But today that's all turned upside down. Everything we think is or told is right today is wrong. And that is just an incredible situation as far as I'm concerned. You take the situation of multiculturalism, et cetera, and then we're told that we should bring, you know, endless stream of refugees, according to Joe Biden, who's running for president, and he's happy to see the whites become a minority in their own country. Well, the thing about it is that what does it mean to be, you know, Swedish if no one in the country is any longer, you know, Swedish ethnicity? That would be saying, you know, what about China if there were no Chinese? They're just words now. They've destroyed the entire Earth's set of races and cultures. I can't think of anything morally more corrupt than the audacity to believe that you as a God race, God's chosen people, would command that all other races be destroyed while preserving your own, if there is such a thing. And so, for example, if you see Israel's position on immigration, I have a quote here from Benjamin Netanyahu talking about, we are talking about a Jewish and democratic state, but how could we assure a Jewish and democratic state with 50,000, then 100,000, then 150,000 migrants a year? After a million or a million and a half, we could just close shop. But we have not closed down. We built a fence, and at the same time, with concern for security needs, we're making a major investment in infrastructures. Now, that is the Israeli position on immigration, whereas if you look at the common viewpoint of the Jewish population towards Europeans, you have Barbara Lerner-Spektra saying, I think there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of that throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be monolithic societies they once were in the last century, and Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They're now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of their leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive. Now, I can't think of two things that are more contradictory in those two statements. But regardless, the rest of the world is being blended away while Israel supports a highly racist state and produces large electrified gates. And if you want to know how you're going to be treated by Israel if they happen to gain control of the rest of the world, just look at the Palestinians and see how they're treating their neighbors. And then go back and read Deuteronomy, and you're going to see that that's totally 100% consistent with the Old Testament. And so that's the nature of my article. I hope that people will go to thegovernmentrag.com and read that article. I have several others that are related to that. I read that article that you sent me, George, by that individual from Norway, and I was just viscerally disgusted that it could even be printed. I mean, it reminds me of that Jewish fellow, Noel Ignatieff. I can't say his last name, but he's the Harvard professor, founder of a journal called Race Traitor, where he says that abolishing the white race is so desirable that some may find it hard to believe that anyone other than a committed white supremacist would be opposed to it. These things are wrong, and this is the nature of our world today. Some people are being targeted for genocide, and if we look at what's happening to the white people in South Africa, and you see what's happening to whites in New Zealand and Australia, you'll see that whites themselves are under great stress now, and the world is about to go dark again, I think. And I don't mean necessarily by race. I mean like dark ages. And I hope that people can wake up soon and oppose this while there's still a chance to even talk about it, which thankfully we get to do at this moment. And for the Power Hour and other outlets, thank you for permitting this to happen.
Oh, indeed, indeed. This is the last nation under God, the last nation under free speech, and in a lot of ways, we're preparing for the future when a lot of the prophecies in Christianity come to pass, and we get to pass to that better place and leave the rest behind, because this is the way it is to be. Another one of these crazed environmentalists who was in one of the top British newspapers, James Lovelock, one of the main obstructions to meaningful action is modern democracy, he added. Even the best democracies agree that when a major war approaches, democracy must be put on hold for the time being. I have a feeling that climate change may be an issue as severe as war. It may be necessary to put democracy on hold for a while. And of course he gets into some of the same claptrap where using overwhelming force to get after us evil climate deniers. He even saying something like that, it's like saying heretic back in a certain day when the Inquisition was going on and you're chased by an angry mob. And that even happened in a schoolroom in Sweden where a child didn't agree with the indoctrination she was receiving and was tormented by the class and even her teacher for being a climate skeptic. And, so that's probably no different than, maybe you weren't too happy with something that was going on in one of Hitler's classrooms and you said, you really shouldn't exercise this young fella because he's Jewish and, you're going to be beaten up by the other kids because you're not going along with the crowd. That is very, very dangerous times, and these are the dangerous times we live in with technology and everything else. They want to completely and totally eliminate a lot of the cultures that exist. That's ethnic cleansing. So our leaders are openly committing ethnic cleansing right before our eyes, and we're the ones being cleansed. And they're hoping within a short period of time that can happen for some short-term advantage. Maybe they're hoping whoever they bring into whatever respective country will support the political criminal infrastructure that wants to be the political criminal infrastructure. And they could just care not one tinker's damn about what happens to the damage that's begot from this. It's an old philosophical saying, as you know who rules you by who you can't criticize. So as we get to the point where you can't criticize, then you're going to start to know who rules you. The other bizarre thing is now that we have DNA testing, a lot of things have come up into light about who's who and what's what. And what I've read from a study from Johns Hopkins doing DNA testing is 60% of the people who live in what is Palestine are of the bloodline Cohen. So they're more Jews than the Jews, because only 2% of the people living in Israel that claim to be Jews are of the biblical bloodline. The rest are Khazarians. And then Revelation is very, very clear in what it says about things. Revelation 3:9, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, but are not, but do lie. Well, that's an interesting little bit of biblical proof to the fact of where the DNA went and how it went. But that's why the message Christ left was just so much more sincere. It's just love one another. You know, like I relish being in Canada to have many different cultures and religions and things like that where we celebrate together. You are free to do what you want, and I am free not to have to participate unless I want to. And that's like a homogeneous state. So on my way home before the show here, you know, I stop off at an Indian supermarket. They're loaded with spices and all kinds of essential oils and great food that I'm starting to love. And I found their snacks aren't like genetically modified garbage. I buy stuff from Pakistan that's got like 15 different real authentic biblical spices in one package. And, you know, I just thrive on this stuff. Some of it gets a little on the hot side and stuff like that, but I just love it because it's from, you know, Garden of Eden supplement as opposed to genetically modified monster.
I agree with you. And I wanted to quickly jump in here. You know, Israel is populated now from descendants of the former Soviet Union, although I don't believe it's gone away. There's some people that I've heard call Israel the Soviet state of Israel. It was built by almost entirely by former Bolsheviks. I mean, the first president of Israel, Ben-Gurion, or the prime minister, he claimed that he was a Bolshevik. These people were exported from Russia as a way or as a backdoor into the West. And it became a Trojan horse. It survived by stealing technology and by undermining American culture and the moral fortitude of the United States while enabling and controlling its military to be its mercenary army in the Middle East with the made-up war on terrorism that was basically created in the 1970s by terrorists in Israel, and then books written by Benjamin Netanyahu that described how the United States and other nations need to attack these nations in the Middle East to stop terrorism that yet hadn't started. And I think that one of the things that America needs to think about is that, you know, most of its technology has been stolen and shipped to Israel. Israel has 400 nukes and the Samson object. Samson option wherein they have declared that if they're in any way smitten by the United States or other Western nations, they will not hesitate to use nuclear weapons against these countries. It has become a giant problem. And that, coupled with the fact that our technology companies like Microsoft and the rest of them, you were just mentioning the election guard, I think. I didn't hear you say that word, but, you know, Microsoft is introducing a new technology to so-called protect our voting systems, and it's going to be built by the Israeli military intelligence with Microsoft's companies in Israel. And we have now all of Intel's chips being built in Israel. And so it's already known that these chips are infiltrated with tiny processors called the ARC processor that then can take control of the primary processor without the primary processor being able to even notice it. And these things mean that at any time you get out of line, they just shut down your power systems, or they shut down your water pumps, or they shut down your ATM machines. And imagine what that would bring. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. When you think about the fact that a large percentage of Americans are on some form of food assistance, some 92 million or more people on food stamps, I mean, we basically have eliminated the bread line and replaced it with the food stamp line, but we still have the problem that if there is no groceries in the grocery store for 3 days or so, there's no, I mean, people aren't going to be able to eat. And if the food stamp machines stop working, it's just going to be awful. And these things, you know, took years to get in place, and it's not going to be done overnight, but it's got to come out faster than it went in, or we're all in some kind of major bad situation.
Well, I firmly believe we're on the forefront of the beast system, and the technology is part of this. And, you know, once we allow these chips to control and rule us, we will rue the day. You know, I reminded myself of an old story from 2017 about a former Facebook exec. His name was Antonio Garcia Martinez. He's making 6-7 figures with Facebook. He heard what the plans were for the future, quit his job, bought an island off Washington State, and even as a liberal, got himself an AR-15 and lives in the woods and tries to avoid things as a recluse because of, you know, knowing exactly what's coming down the trail. And a lot of it looks like cyborgs and robots and such like that. So, you know, Elon Musk has spoken very, very heavily on this. You know, that's all online. You can listen to his words from his own mouth, unless he's a robot, and see what's coming out of it, because this artificial intelligence technology, as it overwhelms and develops, Mr. Putin was very, very clear when he said, this is the most dangerous force on the planet Earth, far worse than nuclear weapons, and I agree with him 110% on that. And we're walking into a super brave new world order where nothing matters from the human mind or mouth. Anyway, it looks like we're running out of time, unfortunately, Jack. We love you. Thanks for coming out. Keep up the good work, and we hope to hear more from you soon. God bless.
Thanks, sir. Thanks for inviting me, and love you, too. Have a good day.
I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. We're running out of rope. I got the time machine scientist next time out. UFOs were time machines, according to Professor Masters. Thanks for coming out. Good day.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.